This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. Moving inexorably around the world, the new coronavirus has now claimed some 59,000 lives, with more than 1.1 million cases worldwide. The United States holds a cruel distinction, the most COVID-19 infections, nearly 280,000, with about 7,100 deaths. Italy and Spain combined have lost 26,000 lives to the virus. With its 82,000 infections, France has become the latest to overtake China, where the pandemic began. France has lost 6,500 people to COVID-19. Germany's cases have grown to 91,000, with a death toll of about 1,300. The figures come from a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University here in the U.S., as it follows virus developments in 181 countries and regions. The latest to be hit by the pandemic, the Falkland Islands, a remote British territory in the South Atlantic, perhaps best known as the place where Napoleon died in exile. One patient is said to be in stable condition, and the Falklands chief medical officer says she's working with the British military to trace the victim's contacts. At Egypt's main cancer hospital in Cairo, 15 medics have tested positive for the coronavirus, underlining the risks for those on the front lines of the outbreak. Across Europe, medical workers are struggling to save critically ill patients as they face a surge of hospital admissions, dwindling supplies of medications, improvised personal protective equipment, and a severe shortage of breathing machines. The head of Italy's hospital doctors union fought back tears as he told reporters in Rome about the psychological trauma the outbreak is causing, noting reports that two Italian nurses had committed suicide. In the face of its own growing number of COVID-19 virus cases, now at 38,000, the UK is being told by a science advisor it may be possible to ease the country's lockdown by the end of May. It was put in place in late March. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains in coronavirus isolation. This is VOA News. Here in the U.S., the explosion of COVID-19 cases has prompted the Trump administration to advise that people use face masks when out in public, though President Trump says he won't use one, suggesting it would not look right to meet world leaders and others at the White House wearing a mask. And Mr. Trump on Friday emphasized the guidance issued by his own Centers for Disease Control was voluntary. The president has also rejected suggestions from infectious disease specialists that he order a nationwide stay-at-home order. Mr. Trump said he would leave that up to state governors. Many of them refused to issue their own edicts. Others have issued limited orders. The most prominent member of the president's Corona Task Force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said there should be a national stay-at-home mandate to help stem the spread of COVID-19 in the states that are so far largely untouched by the virus, but which remain at risk for their own outbreaks. The state of New York at this hour is counting 103,000 coronavirus cases and almost 3,000 deaths. In a dramatic move, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed an order allowing him to force the transfer of unused ventilators from hospitals and businesses for use where they are needed. Given that New York City is the country's pandemic epicenter, it seems apparent that is where the seized equipment will end up. On the economic front, pounded by coronavirus developments, markets ended the week with another set of heavy losses as the American economy suffers the consequences of a grinding shutdown. 4.4% of the workforce is idled, and some say that figure could reach 20% or more in the weeks and months ahead. More than 700,000 jobs in the U.S. were lost in March, and applications for unemployment benefits have surged by 10 million over the past 2 weeks. Wall Street is closed for the weekend. Asian markets today were mixed, with the Nikkei average up 1.5%. Much of China came to a standstill today as flags flew at half staff to mourn patients and medical staff lost to COVID-19, which was born in the country's Hubei province. For 3 minutes, there was a nationwide silence, broken by the sounds of train horns and air raid sirens. Though its figures have been questioned, China says it lost 3,000 people to the pandemic, which began in the city of Wuhan. Officials there plan to lift a travel ban next week. Residents have slowly been trickling back onto the streets, with some allowed to leave their homes for the first time since late January. Volunteers in protective suits have been disinfecting public areas in preparation as Wuhan opens up. In other news, with the world consumed by reports of the new coronavirus pandemic, President Trump chose Friday night to fire the Inspector General of his intelligence community, Michael Atkinson. He was the one who sent a whistleblower complaint about the president's Ukraine behavior to Congress. That action led to the congressional investigation of Mr. Trump and his subsequent impeachment by the Democratic-led House. Gene Randall, VOA News, by remote.